Okay, so the Gemara yesterday talked about the concept of toflin. Toflin is where you supplement. There's just a machlokas how you're allowed to supplement by something which needs to come from a chova. Do you supplement by your first korban being entirely from something which is free and clear, and the rest like-minded korbanos could be from Meiser Sheni? Or does toflin mean that each one of those korbanos could be a mix of both currencies? And we got to the two dots by Tana Rabbanan v'samachta bechagecha. So let's go from there. So Tana Rabbanan, right bottom of 8a, right bottom of 8a. Tana Rabbanan, right? It says v'samachta bechagecha, right? You should rejoice on the yontif. L'rabbas kol mine simcha. That's pasuk smacha simcha. That pasuk seems to have a wide understanding of how you rejoice and have simcha on the yontif itself. Right? The commandment of a samachta simply is asking us to have fun. It doesn't stipulate any specific thing that needs to be done. But when the Beis HaMikdash was around, the chiyuv was fulfilled by eating korbanos. That's a special drasha from Dvarim, Chav Zayin Pasuk Zayin. There's a special connection to Dvarim. Teaching you that when there was a Beis Ches Amid Aleph, from the bottom. Ches on the mouth. Ches. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'samachta bechagecha." The rabbis called me neismachos l'simcha. Mikan amru chachamim that Yisrael yotze yodei chavasa menedarim nedavos ma'aser behemim. They can fill their obligation of simcha with nedarim nedavos pledges and ma'aser behema. Kohanim and the Kohanim can fill their obligation bechatas ashem bechor cheze chazeim shuk, which they all get a piece of. They get that from the shlomim. They get those amounts. So yachol afos, I would think even mavus benachos halor v'samachta bechagecha. It's got to have the same root, similar chagiga. Must be similar as a korban, can't be a bird and the like. So let's see the list of what you could be yotzei. The list was nedarim, nedavos, meiser behema, and then that's three. And the kohanim were chatas, ashem, bechor, chaza, and shuk, five. Three and five is the list over here. Birds don't count because it's too far removed from the chagiga. Tamalomar v'samachta v'chagecha. Mi shechagiga bo mehem. One from which the chagiga can be brought as an animal offering. Yotza elu she'ein chagiga bo mehem. Excluded then are these offerings, bird and mincha, from where the chagiga cannot be brought. Right? The chagiga must be an animal. And therefore these are not considered a type of animal. Okay. Gemara now gives you another source for excluding birds and mincha. Ravashi says, "Mivisamachta nafka yatsu elu she'im basimcha." Who has joy? You have joy when you have a steak, but bird meat. Who's the last person you ever heard that had fun with bird meat? You can't have fun with bird meat. So Ravashi says, "Bechagecha my avidle." Now, what is Ravashi, who gives the second drusha, v'samachta, what does he do with the drusha of v'chagecha? Remember, the first opinion, learn chagecha to teach you stuff that's like a chagiga. So what does the second person do with it? Sahu lechder Rav Daniel Bar Katina. He used it for Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Dam Rav Daniel Bar Katina. Says the name of Rav. Minayin she'im nosim noshim amoed. How do you know you don't marry women during, get married on Chol HaMoed? Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. That implies that your simcha should only be because of yontif, v'lo b'ishtecha, not because you just got married. Sort of the precursor for the idea, but it's not yet it fully. It's in other gemaras of ein marvin simcha b'simcha. But this is really just trying to say that your simcha has to come from yontif, and it cannot come from the other aspect. Okay, so again, let's follow the flow of this Gemara. Gemara is very easy. Gemara said you cannot be yotze the chiyuv of simcha with birds and menachos. Two versions of where we get that from. One version was that we got it from v'samachta v'chagecha, the word chagecha, that it's got to be like chagiga. The second opinion says we get it from v'samachta. So then what do we do with the word chagiga according to that opinion? So that's the Gemara says, no, to teach you that you don't marry women during yontif, because it's got to be from that one joy. Daniel Bar Katina, by the way, appears in Shas elsewhere. He's famous in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Zion. The Gemara talks about that if one takes his friend Zevid and works with him, he's potter from paying the owner. Right? That's another, that's the most famous, one of the most famous memras of Daniel Bar Katina in that sugya. Okay, just a random person comes up time to time. Okay, Mishnah. This is also a famous Mishnah. Mi sheyeshlo ochle merubim unachasa meyotim. Ochle merubim means a lot of people you're responsible for feeding. Dependents. Do you have a lot of dependents in your family? Unachasa meyotim, but you don't have a lot of money. So let's say you have a lot of people who are dependent on you, but you don't have a lot of money. What? Exactly. Very good. Mevi shlamim merubim. You should bring a lot of shlamim, shalmei chagiga, and don't bring so many olos, right? If you have few resources, buy enough chagiga offerings for all the dependents, but only get a small olos re'iyah, right? Suspend the minimum required for olos re'iyah, which was silver, one silver ma, according to Beis Hillel. So now, but someone who has a few, has a lot of stuff, but a few family members, bring a lot of olos and bring a few shlomim, right? Bring a lot of olos and bring a few shlomim. Meaning, since he could afford to do it, go ahead, bring the olos riyah, right? Because the pasuk says by olos riyah, ish kamatnas yado, each according to what they can give. And it would be wrong for that person to give a lot of shalmei chagiga because you're not allowed to bring a korban to base apsul. You're not allowed to bring a korban if there's no one to eat it, right? You can't leave korbanas on purpose. So therefore, it's better to drive your responsibility towards the olos riyah than the shlomen. One who has nebuch, both of a few of people, family members, and a few possessions, al zeh nemar, that's where we got the baseline amount from the last Mishnah. Ma kesef shtei kesef, just spend the baseline amount. Zev zeh merubin, if they both have a lot, al zeh nemar, ish kamat nasyad kabir shel lekech, they'll try to spend whatever you can spend.
Every person you bring,
bring is what you can bring. No, bring as much as you can to feed everyone, take care.
You have to pay for each one then. For each,
no, we don't know that there's a requirement to buy everyone. You could share the shalmei chagiga with, you know, bring plenty that everybody could eat and have a lot. We're going to get into that more specific.
Well,
now, to review, very easy. The Gemara gave us two opinions as to why you don't bring birds. We saw that the Gemara. Then we did the Mishnah. First, it's the poor person with a lot of family members. Then it's the wealthy person with few members. Then it's someone who has nothing of either. That's where they do the ma kesef shtei kesef, the rule of the last Mishnah. And then we saw that someone who has a lot on both ends. Okay, the Gemara, shlomim merubim. Someone has a lot of people dependent and few possessions, so bring a lot of shlom. Where do you get it from? Where is he going to bring that? Halaisley, Aita doesn't have a lot. How are you telling him to bring a lot of shlomim? You just said he doesn't have a lot of money. What's he bringing it from? So, but it's still going to cost him. Samar of Chizda, Tofil Mevi Par Gadol. What he does is he could supplement, like we said, use the Tofil method. He owes anyways Meiser Sheni money. Let him then bring a large bull with that amount. You could do Toflin. Let him do Toflin. Samar Levi Sheshis, no, but Hare Amru Toflin Behema Le Behema. No, we understood Toflin that you cannot mix the money in one animal. It's once you buy the first animal, then your next animals could be. So how's the guy going to get the animal money for the first animal? So my Karmelite, what was Rav Sheshis really saying to Rav Chizda? Ilei mahachi kamar. If you're saying this is what he said to him. Hare amru toflin lebehema lebehema. We said the tofil trick is only when you fully pay for one animal, then you could do another animal for Meister Shani. But not money to most. Was that what he's trying to say to him? Lemalay. Maybe he should say to him, no, if that's really what he was trying to say, then he should have said, ain toflin most lemos. We don't do toflin most lemos. He should have said that straight out. If Rav Sheshis intended to aser combining monies, he would have said it straight out instead of like going a backwards way of saying it. So rather, he must have meant something else. Elahachi kamer. Rather, he was trying to say, Hare Amru, he was saying, Hare Amru, af tovlin lebehem mehema. We can also supplement an animal with an animal, right? They said we can also do that. So meaning, Rav Sheshis allows both tricks. Rav Chizda seemed to say it only works to do the one where your tofel mix it in one animal. Like as though only that was allowed. Rav Chizda was saying to him, by the way, it's not only that's allowed, you could also do tofel and behema lebehema. Okay, so let's say this again. Let's say it outside. It's actually quite easy. It's just, I don't know if I'm saying it clear enough. So we questioned how this person, the poor person, is going to get this money to bring shlomim. We're saying he doesn't have much. So yeah, he doesn't have to do an ola. But what about shlomim? Where's he going to get? Remember, we follow Beis Hillel anyways, where the shlomim is more expensive. Right? Wasn't Beis Hillel the one who said the simcha one is more expensive? Let me double check that. Go back to the beginning. Mishnah. Beis Hillel says shtei chagiga. Beis Hillel says re'iya ma kesef, and the chagiga shtei kesef. The chagiga is more expensive, right? So the chagiga shtei kesef. Right, the shlomim is cheaper. But either way, how's he going to get the money for the shlomim? That's still the question the Gemara is asking. So Rav Chisda turns and says, no, because he's tofel umevi par gadol. He mixes his money into one huge korban. To which Rav Shesha says to that, but we say toflin behema le behema. Pause. When he said that, what did he mean? What was he trying to do? Was he trying, there's two options. Was he trying to say to Rav Chisda, we don't do toflin mos le mos. You can't mix money in one animal. What we said is once you fully pay for one animal, then go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can do the rest of the korbanos. So this is not going to work for him. Or the second option of what he was trying to do was say that, why you say you only do toflin mos le mos? By the way, we also paskin you can do toflin behema le behema. It was a comment on the concept of toflin. He wasn't attacking what this poor guy is going to do. So the first approach was trying to give a solution to the poor guy, and Rav Chisda's attack was undoing the solution for the poor guy. The second approach was saying, okay, you solved the poor guy, got it. But by the way, in general, you could do toflin mos le mos. You know you can mix not just toflin mos le mos, you could also do toflin behema le behema. Okay? So again, these gemaras flow so naturally and nicely, the shakla vataria is easy. Let's say again, we started the shakla vataria today, avisamachta bechagecha. The first drasha from the word chagiga teaches you that birds and menachas are not going to be good for that chiyah. It's got to be like chagiga. The second opinion says the word samachta is what teaches you that it's got to be simcha. You can't have, who is simcha from birds? No one's happy about birds. So that second opinion that learns v'samachta, what do they do with chagecha? They teach you can't get married during yontif, during chol hamoed, because your simcha's got to come from the simcha of yontif, not from the simcha of getting married. Then the Gemara has the fun, different cases. Someone's got a lot of family members, dependents, but very little money. Then someone who's got a little bit of money, a lot of money, but very few family members. Someone who has very little on each. And then we talked about someone who has a lot on both. Ish kamat nasyada, do what you can. The Gemara then talked about what is the guy who's poor. Now, but how's he going to do it with a lot of shlamim? So we said, Rav Chisda says toflin. So to that, Rav Chisda was challenged by Rav Shishas. Toflin lebehema. Toflin mos lemos. How can you toflin mos lemos? It's toflin lebehema, behema we do. Or the second challenge really was, hey, how could you toflin lemos? By the way, why say toflin mos? We also can do toflin lebehema. You have options. Yes. Giga element. Right? Your kash is a good one on the second one. It's going to be some level of simcha if you could bring something. So apparently the second drush is understanding that the shchi of simcha must only be a complete one, not a partial simcha. That's how you say it in Lumdus. The simcha requirement on yontif is not a partial simcha. Usually we say chatzi shir. You could do half the measurement. You accomplish something. What it's telling you is on yontif, you cannot do partial or incomplete or alternative simchas. You can't get married. Can't do any of those. So the Gemara then, right, we saw different ways of understanding Rav Sheshes, right? So what was Rav Sheshes really trying to say? So rather, we said, Hare Amru, Af Toflin Behema Behema. So the Gemara then is not going to like that version of Rav Sheshes, because Daman, because it's not Kachiskiya and not like Rav Yochanan. It doesn't fit like either of them. Because remember, they each said one opinion. They each said either Toflin Behema Le Behema or either Toflin Mos Le Mos. You can't all of a sudden say you could do both. That's two shitas together. We don't have that opinion. Who is that? And if you say it's only the Amoraim who disagree, v'chitema Amoraim u'deplige, masnisan lo plige, the Brises don't have this machlokus. That's not true. Ha'katani achilu rishonim in achulin. The first eating of the Shalmei Chagiga must come from non-consecrated. So you see, it's a machlokus. What is achila? No, so the Gemara says, no. What does achila rishonim mean? Shir demei achila rishonim in cholin. It means the value of the first amount has to come from unconsecrated. The first chagiga of the yontif can be purchased with a mix of different stuff, as long as the portion of the unconsecrated stuff is exactly the amount to the portion of the animal needed for the first eating, meaning at least two mos. If it's a chagiga, that has to come unconsecrated. Interesting answer. The amount that has to be spent unconsecrated is the baseline amounts we said in the first Mishnah. The Ma Kesef or the Shtei Kesef. Once you cover that, then you could mix, then you're able to mix amounts. That's what Achila Rishonah. So what it means is you actually could have an opinion in the Brisa that holds both versions of Toflim. It's not a problem. Okay, I recommend for a daf like this, just because there's a couple words that we're using in Hebrew, and it's a little bit that you do the review a few times on a daf like this. Maybe I'll even start tomorrow where I run through it one more time, just so it sticks in the head. We'll stop there for today.